Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes, wonderful. Sam Cooke, Change. Okay, I don't have a lot of time today, and I have a lot to say within the allotted time. I want to carry on the show today on this edition. So I have quite a few things to say to you. And what I want to say to you, whether or not you accept this or not, the humans, the civilized time we have to live, is really to be concerned with people who are civilized. White people are not civilized at all. White people come from hominid 3.5 million years ago, right? And what they are doing today, my friend, is destroying civilization. And the Bible is the catalyst for destroying civilization and destroy civilized people. Civilized people who born and raised in a circumstance that they didn't know about. Now, if you are not brought up into the indigenous life experience and you are left up to surviving in an adverse situation where you don't have knowledge or sufficient knowledge, you're doomed, because the idea that Christ died for your sin is is a lie. To talk about Adam and Eve in a garden and a talking serpent is a lie. The creation story in the Bible is not a creation story. And because we believe those things, talking about myself, who grew up a half a century from a boy, 7 years of age, I was just someone who walked around on 2 feet. But there's just nobody was telling me what is right, what is civilized, what is the civilized knowledge of the world and who I am. Nobody was telling me that. But all the church I've been to, all the preaching I listened to, my parents, they were born into captivity and just swallowed down what slavery concept of truth is and what is good. They get it from the Bible too, right? So intoxicated, they don't know at all what is the civilized world, uncivilized people. They do not. And we think the church is the pillar and ground of the truth, right? And everything that represents perversion and anomaly, that's what we get and believe. All right. So I want to talk to you today. Can't do much of the background like I always do, but I'm going to tell you something that is good to know in addition to whatever else you know. Here's my question. Do you know what's the Inquisition? Do you know it is the Inquisition are the white people who started out with Christianity and used the Inquisition to kill African people, take away what you have? And Africa is the culprit that is supposed to rule the world with kingship government. There is nothing as government on planet Earth except the first calendar that established civilized humanity, civilized knowledge in the world. These white people, you need to read and know who they are, because, my friends, if you don't read and know the history about what has happened and about the white people, who we call Europeans, the World History textbook tells you that they were the first humankind, the ape-like humankind, long before civilized humanity came on Earth. So they came from, listen, hominid, H-O-M-I-N-I-D. Make sure you learn this. White people were the first human-like, uncivilized human-like, that were ape-like. Whatever happened that caused them to be who they are today, you need to read the history. What happened, trace the humanoid. I'm telling you, it's a straight line from hominid to Homo sapien. And if you read that, you don't listen to these sodomites. Because Jesus' character in the Bible that we believe is our Savior and Lord, you know what it is? If Jesus was a natural character, I would be saying something different. But there is no place in the Bible you can prove that Jesus was a real character. It's a fiction. And his father, God, the Spirit God, is fiction, okay? And they are using that to trick the rest of people who don't know, okay? The civilized people, that's who they target, because we were never activists and ever trying to hunt down anybody and take away what they have. African people are civilized. They don't do that. Civilization come by us. No civilization came during the time of these white people who they are not exactly who they were because of what they have done And if you don't know what they have done since 3.5 million years to write this moment, if you don't follow the straight line, you will never understand what this world is like and where we began and where we are today. You won't know. But if you follow the history that tells you, I'm not talking about make up history that they create, and like the Bible don't tell us anything about our creation at all. The Bible doesn't tell you about white people creation either. Okay? So this is where the problem is. You have to read the World History textbook to know where these sodomite criminal, where they originate on planet Earth. Okay? As the first primitive human upright walking. All right? And after 2 million years, they improve a little, but they are still hominid, and they were now identified as Homo erectus. And they did the unthinkable, and that is to start interbreeding with the third level development of human, of the human kind, right? So it may sound strange to you, but you have to go there to understand it. You have to read and familiarize yourself, just like you read the Bible, and everything in the Bible is kind of natural to you. You have to read what the Bible is unnatural. Everything you're reading in the Bible about creation and the creation of people and the world is all fables that the white people make up. They don't want to talk about the civilized creation of the ethnic hybrid people. They don't want to talk about that because we have blood inside of us that make us stuck, because we are a cross between two blood, and that is the Homo sapien and the Elohim blood. Now, the Neanderthal that they interbreed with are the third development of human being, but they were not the perfect type. But they were a higher class than white people that made it up to the second level or second development, right? So you have the hominid first development, and then 2 million years pass by, and then the Homo erectus became the second development of the human. Okay? So there was no civilized people around those times. Okay? That's what the World History textbook says. If you read the Bible, it tells you your jackass nonsense about God create heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. And who you see. Sometimes they tell you is a singular God make the world. Another time they are telling you in the New Testament, Jesus and God make the heaven and earth. Okay? If you're not reading and understanding thing, and you take what the Bible are telling you for, you know, inspired word of God, well, you don't know when a man is fucking another man's ass. Okay? And when they say, when they see civilized people, like you should know by now, in the Western Hemisphere, where you see white men, they are always looking at and look at black men. They see you and they're looking at your front. That's what they do. They are hunting for your asshole to fuck. White people, okay? If you see they're pretending and behaving like they are civilized now, you need to understand by reading certified history, okay? Now, they started out after they interbreed with Neanderthals and get rid of their ape formation of human. You can look into some design that they depict, okay, and see how they walk, kind of upright, of course, yes.
But then when they interbreed with the Neanderthal, which is the third development of mankind, the civilized type of mankind, but they just were not perfect, right? They interbreed with the Neanderthals. That is widely known, or you probably know something about that too, but if you don't start to read the history the right way, you won't get the full understanding, and you still have space to believe what they write in a Bible, right? But read the history, and you will see how these white people were ape-like. Every one of them, everyone, because they were all of the same species. Hominid. That's what you see in the World History textbook. From hominid to Homo sapien. Homo sapien brought the civilized, the perfect civilized humans, and that is when Homo sapien blood was used to mix with the blood of the Elohim gods that came to earth and work in South Africa. A big number of these beings, they are not spirits walking around like ghosts. They are actual beings, superior beings. That's where perfection in civilization come from and came to earth when they created the hybrid cross between the Homo sapien and the blood of the gods themselves, and created the ethnic hybrid people. And the ethnic people are including Indian, Chinese, Arabs, Hispanics, and more. It's from Homo sapien. Homo sapien, the book tells you, is a total different species, human species, which from the Homo sapien came the perfect human, which is as though jumping the gun of evolution, because the evolution created the hominid, these white people, right, that developed to Homo erectus. They only come up to making stone tools and light a fire. That's all they did. When they spend, after 2 million years of their existence, they leave Africa and go into Europe and Asia. This is, I am telling you, repeating what the history says. They still could not make anything but stone tools. Today they are writing all kind of stuff and telling all this old bunch of sewer lies about what history is and who they are, and they're doing all kind of dancing. If you were reading and find out, you would know what I'm talking about. But since I began to read, I don't waste what I read and believe nonsense. No, I'm not. I believe nonsense for over half a century. What in the Bible, right? Bible creation, right? Because I'm not saying some good things not in the Bible. I would be lying if I don't think good things are in the Bible, but not the creation story, not the epistles of Paul, not anything about Jesus in the gospel, and nothing in Revelation. I don't know of anything in the book of Revelation that make any kind of a sense. All right. So what I am telling you now is that what we don't know is because we are full of the Bible. But look and see. You think Christianity is coming from someplace else, but it is clear in the World History textbook that these honest fucking white people, they're the ones that make the Bible after they interbreed and start talking. So they couldn't talk for 3.5 million years. Now, you're not to believe me. Because believe in what I'm saying and you don't know don't make no sense. Get to know the knowledge of what I'm saying. Go read and do something to help your understanding. Don't let nobody fool you, okay? So what I am trying to give you a beginning understanding of where we are coming from, and get your mind on the right track of history, not Bible. So these white people 100,000 years ago, when we are walking out of Africa and going to other places on the planet, these folks, that's when they begin to interbreed with the African hybrid people. African hybrid people has the blood to make you talk, because Homo sapien did not speak a language. So when their blood was used to mingle with the God's blood, well, it was a good specimen to use as the earthly part that makes up that part of us. But if we were just created by fertilization in vitro in glass tube only by Homo sapien blood, it would be only a non-talking species. Homo sapien, as a parent ancestry, never spoke, but they make stone tools just as well. So, but when these white ape-like hominid interbreed as Homo erectus with the Neanderthals, they lost their ape-like face and stuff like that, and look like human. That's why it's difficult for us to understand anything about these white people, because they are talking like us. It's just that you see the difference. You can notice what makes them still ape-like in nature. They fuck dogs, you know what I mean? And they fuck each other's ass. They can't do without that. And they want the civilized people, the ethnic people, to start fucking ass too. And they are doing it with a whole lot of hostility and criminality. See, they just turn everything upside down in the world, because they want to rule the world and make it all sodomy. No. If you think I'm lying, well, you know, check it out and, you know, ask me questions. You know, I mean, come on this show and let's talk about this, because it's true, I'm telling you. And look, we don't have a lot of time to live. We all will soon be dead, right? We want to have and enjoy life for real. Now, I'm telling you this. They are the ones who started with the Inquisition. But remember, the problem in the world began when they began to interbreed with the hybrid people that they don't want the world to know about. They did not spoke any language at the time when they interbreed with the Neanderthals. They didn't speak no language. And after it was all over that they completely interbreed up and turned, you know, offspring of the Neanderthals, they still did not talk any language, right? They still make stone tools. All right, so is 100,000 years ago, when we are passing through Europe and Asia, that's when they accost our people and begin to interbreed with them on the steppe, right? And you trace them now through Yamnaya culture, and you will begin to get stories, all kind of stories coming from all over the place, making up all kind of a bullshit, telling you how Yamnaya culture come about, what people make up. But look, they only have so much to talk bullshit, because history holds them in line with where the uncivilized humanity started and where it ended. There are no more uncivilized human species alive today, because they, in their highest second development, interbreed with the Neanderthals and lose their ape shape and stuff like that, and the flat face of the man of Kenya, right? They lose that once they interbreed up with the Neanderthals. Okay? So they now look like human for real, right? Except they're white mostly, and some of them now, according to the interbreeding, they look like Obama, black man, you know, a white and a black mixed together. And that guy, Josie, right, he's one of them too. He got a black mother and a white man, right? They have that HR kind of blood. Look, so now, the trouble began when they start to talk, right, as Yamnaya culture. They're no longer the Homo erectus that we read about that was harmless and did nothing civilized and were harmless. You know, the first 2 million years of them, they were harmless as just the basic ape-like hominid, right? But that hominid go on to being, you know, of course, the longer they've been around is the more they grow, I mean, develop a little more. But they're not talking. They would never talk at all after 3 million years. And they don't talk. So they're writing all kind of story now, make up a new world, AD Anadamani and Christmas and all this kind of stuff, and make us feel like, you know, they change the calendar, the civilized calendar, and make a moon calendar and all this kind of stuff. And the Bible, you know, I mean, you know if you're a believer in Christ and go to church. Church is not a civilized entity. Holy Ghost is madness, okay? Because you don't know what you're talking about when you're in the spirit or not like that, right? But they make you know that you're closer to God when you're speaking in tongues. You see? And say in 1 Corinthians 2:13-14 that the natural man, the natural man don't understand the things of the spirit because they are spiritually discerned. Now, if anybody understand when they read stuff, is the natural person. You go to class or in a class or to learn something and see if you can go there intoxicated and you learn more. It doesn't work. Your mind cannot be unnatural and you understand things. Well, that's what these sodomites write in the Bible, and we believe it. Okay? So what I'm trying to tell you, they started out a campaign after they learned to read, after they learned to talk and read and but who they learn from? They learn it from the civilized hybrid people who were created by the gods. And the gods created these set of people in the Homo sapien body. Okay? They mingled their DNA with the Homo sapien blood. And we become hybrid human, the perfect speaking hybrid human, and can never change. But these guys come now and learn to talk, and that's where the bucket bottom drop out. Because now we come up and in a time when they write and able to write fictional stuff and make it seem like it is factual stuff they are writing, and that's what we grow up and believe. All right. Africa, since they talk, they could go to Africa and take over the Iron Age. And the kingship government that's been on earth by kings, and you must have read laws of Hammurabi, and then you know, they come with their AD Anadamani now, and AD Anadamani is just a clean bubble nonsense. But they use that to take over the world. Look, you don't play with that. We under these faggot white people, and we cannot come out because we don't know what they do as a that represent legal infraction against a government that exists on earth. And they decide now that they are the ones with the law, with the law of the land? They don't have no law of the land. They cannot trace their lineage to be civilized, to be a government. They cannot trace that. Okay? So, started out as the fact that they will never be people who are interested in the cosmos and stuff like that. They want to go up to Mars to go filled up on Mars with their fucking ass breathing. You understand? That's what they want to do. And you will think that these people, look, these people don't want to hear the name of the gods, the Elohim. They don't want to hear nothing about that. If you read the World History textbook, you will see that they began to call their imitation of polytheism priesthood, because they couldn't talk for millions of years. What they get name from and designation identity of anything from, saving when they began to talk, because they interbreed and get the blood that make them talk, because they are already they are already interbreed with the Homo sapien. You see, they have the blood of the Homo sapien. When they interbreed with us, Homo sapien, they talk. Now, so something happened in the world that we hybrid people must know, because it's until we know what these white people, where they're coming from for real, you know, guess. Only when we find out, we'll get rid of them. Because our creator will create us. You read about them. They are male and female too. The king of heaven, the superior being, they are heterosexual. Gods and goddesses. That's all you read about. To allow these faggot white people to do what they're doing, it cannot stand. It just cannot stand. Where they're coming from, it's doing everything wrong to the hybrid people who never did them no wrong. If you don't want to listen to this, you don't have to listen, but you're soon dead and you just perish. You don't have a spirit that is going to do nothing for you because you're corrupt. Even if you're born a hybrid and you follow the church, you disconnect yourself from reality. That's just it. Okay? So they started out with what you call Inquisition. That's what the so-called church creates to dominate the civilized people. That's what they started out with. Now, if we will never come to our senses and realize nothing, it's going to be to our downfall. We'll perish because the gods don't really want us for anything. We just need to live like we're civilized. But when you go in a church and I follow these white people, that make it seem like, oh, they are immovable. They're not in any kind of way immovable or impenetrable, because none of them will stand up and talk to you if you know the historic truth, okay, and what has happened, why they are talking. They are only talking because they interbreed with the third level humanity, Homo sapien, okay? And Homo sapien is used by the gods to create hybrids. That's all there is to it. All we need to know and wake up to and stop following their democracy. This democracy that they're talking about is a guy named Cleisthenes, must in Greece or somewhere there, come up with that idea. What you see them talking about? Democracy, our democracy, our democracy. Okay? No. It's democracy shit. They're not talking anything that makes sense. But because they catch us into their bait, that is the reason why they are operating. And they are the head of everything in the world. Now, the time is over with that. So I'm telling you, they're the one, if you understand what they did in Palestine, where they're talking about Jesus Christ crucified and rose from the dead. And look, my friends, when you're celebrating and singing Christmas carols and stuff like that. You're spiritually dead. Really, spiritually dead. Because the foundation of that is coming from what they write about Adam and Eve in the garden, and nothing about that is true. Nothing about prophesy about Christ. This is all, you know, fucking ass stories that these people are writing, and we are believing it. Okay? The history I read, and no longer will I believe those kind of stuff. For half a century, okay, I believe them. Now, I'm reading because I wasn't believing from what I read. I was believing from what I was taught by my parents and the church and the institutions around. So, here are some things for you to think about. Did the Inquisition work for Caesar Augustus? You're reading, and you're familiar about Caesar Augustus, right? In Palestine. Today, they call it Israel. The amount of stupidness that we have digested is why we are not being the people on the planet that is governed by kingship, an orderly society, not white people society, because they are not listed in any civilized history as being civilized, because they were never civilized. And because they interbreed, it doesn't make them civilized to do anything on planet Earth. Like, that's why they make up something that they call their own government, AD Anadamani. And AD Anadamani is not taken from any law code that existed them. You see what I mean? They're making up their own stuff, Africa, and they I don't know what they do to dumb down Africa, why Africa would even make us, you know, give them slaves to come to the Western world, the transatlantic slave trade. How Africa do that? So you have to keep your eyes on Africa, because they are giving Africa money and stuff like that. Africa is the richest of any place on Earth as far as we know. And therefore, what is happening to us? We are perishing because we don't know. All right. But you must have read about the Inquisition. You don't know is the church, what they call Catholic Church. I mean, don't bother even call them Romans, because they are never Romans. In history, they are not Romans. They stole and they pushed the king out. First king, African king, I read of, that criminals put out of his rule, right? Roman king. And the founder for that dynasty, kingship dynasty, is a Roman, naturally a Roman. And all the about seven kings altogether rule in Rome, Italy. And the last one, they say, was the one that they kick out of the throne and begin to call themselves Romans. You have to read the thing where it all began, a coup, 509 BC. That's where it all started. If you don't read, you don't understand, and you will go to church where these faggots have Jesus all over the place. But I am telling you, they plan, this is their organization to subdue the African people. It's the Inquisition, most popular. Then they have another called the Crusades, okay? And the Inquisition is the worst criminal story you can read, which is true, a true story. But they are the terrorist criminals, and we have them as government now. Wake up. So I'm asking you, when you read in the Bible, that we believe, you know, over the past, since the 19th century, the Inquisition, you read about the Inquisition, that these same, what we have here in America, they call United States, as presidents. None of the presidents are ever good people, and especially when you think that when you become Christian, you become a good person. That's not true. That is not true. is homosexuals created Christianity. Okay? Now, I'm telling you that, talking to people all over the world, how can I be lying about this? Well, but, I mean, all of my life in the church, I mean, nobody never tell me that. And if I didn't learn to read above fourth grade level, I wouldn't be here talking to you today. I wouldn't. But I got to read higher than fourth grade level, where when I read things, of course, I had a good sense to understand, you know, at least certain things. And this is what I'm making use of now. When I read, I know what I read. So we are living under criminals that are lying and talking all kind of rotten fucking ass nonsense to us, and we believe it. They must get out of our territory. And there's, look, the more I read and I understand what went down, is the more now, look, I'm telling you, I am the blood, not of no Jesus, but the blood of the gods, the Elohim themselves, who make us, create us in image and their likeness. Don't fool around, okay? White people must leave our territory because we have all the F5 tornadoes to swipe them out. Now, I'm telling you about the seriousness of our situation. It's up to us to get out of it, okay? But if we allow that they are going to be controlling and ruling us, now, we have everything to kick them out, that AD and Adamani don't worth not even, you know, a ripe leaf blowing off the tree. AD and Adamani is not government stuff. With all of the libraries and the universities and stuff like that you see out there, it's just sodomite running those institutions. FBI, Secret Service. You hear me? They don't intend anything. That is kingship law. And that's all we know as civilized law and order. You know, come from these faggots, them. They started out in Europe and then talk about, oh, they adopt AD and Adamani into the Western world. Western world is not for faggots. Okay? They are not listed as civilized folks. And like I tell you, it's the interbreeding that they do. And if you want to join them, go ahead and join them. But I tell you what, terror and grim, the way they do it to us, they have termination of existence. Because they do that to us. And it hurts us. But you know what? It's not just us alone why they are going to get destroyed. And swift destruction come upon them. It's because of what they did to the work of the gods. The gods are not feeling any pain, but existence of what they do is right here. And they come from out of Europe and able to do all of this after 1.5 million years from not talking. And when the gods make the civilized world by the hybrid people and scatter civilization all over the world, these faggots come and take it over because they interbreed and start talking, right? And still fucking ass, just any asshole, and they make up churches and all of this. The Pope, they are gay. Everybody, they are gay. And we are holding Christianity like Christianity is something good. It's nothing good. It's nothing good. So, if you know something about the Inquisition, Caesar Augustus that we are reading about in the Bible is a faggot. Okay? He's a faggot. And we read about Caesar Augustus gave a decree that all men should be taxed. You see, we clearly must identify that we have a developmental problem. We African hybrid people. You have the Chinese out there that will only seek to develop them, you know, their culture and stuff like that. But they are a member of the ethnic hybrid Africans. No, why they don't do something about this? At least King Jianhong is building up his army over there and kick them aside because, you know, they're ready to blast everybody with a military like them because they have to protect their sodomite existence and all that they have stolen from the African wealth. Okay? That's what they are protecting. And why do they come to have superpower a military and they didn't have anything at all? They stole it from us. And Africa allowed them to have all the money to build up themselves, destroy the Africans and everything. Africa government sit there and they don't even call themselves by kingship anymore. Okay, so something has gone bad. Tell me that we don't have a developmental problem. It don't appear so because we sit down and listen to all these T.D. Jakes and all these guys talking about Jesus Christ. And you can't find Jesus Christ in the Bible. You just can't. Okay? And you're going to a courthouse where you can't go there and buy back your freedom if you were a slave. Because it has happened already and they said, no, we are not human. All this kind of stuff, we are living down. Why are we living them down? We have a developmental problem. I suffer from that because I grew up under parents with it. Not anymore. I've grown, you know, to a certain degree. I'm still learning. But all I need to do is start learning. And that will carry me where I'm supposed to go. Well, that's where I am right now. And I'm telling you, get out of the church. Okay? Because all of what these sodomite white people are doing and where they say they have reached up in the clouds, watch them come down. Okay? Now, it's not us. We're not going to go out there and fight them with nothing. We are not stooping to these honest fucking white people culture. We are going to use the truth and destroy them. That's what the God's looking for. We must turn around and get rid of them, right? And we not firing a BB gun. Just the truth alone. If Martin Luther King and all of these guys who were speaking for them, if they grabbed the World History textbook, and if they were calling these guys Yamnawa culture, sodomites, you know, they would have disappeared a long time ago, man. All you need was somebody like Muhammad Ali to represent the historic fact. He would have destroyed them long time ago. But the poor thing they didn't know. Deporting them into the church, into Muslim, into Judaism and Christianity. You see? And that's what the fucking ass, dumb, uncivilized hominid, homo erectus, that's their thing. That's their thing. They're not looking up, you know, to the glorious heavens and magnify the power that make us civilized people today. Nobody out there hardly know what civilization really is today, right? Because nobody is concerned about anything more than the church. Okay? So I am telling you, we come up reading about Caesar Augustus in Palestine. Right? We grew up knowing it as Israel. There's no Israel. They renamed Palestine Israel. They rename like America. They say you not no more America. It's just United States of America. They change up everything about us to please themselves, and we are sitting underneath. Anything they shit out psychologically, we get right into it. We get right into it and enjoy it. And that's the reason why they're standing on top of the world today. But when we wake up and begin to speak the truth, they will melt. Psychologically, they will melt and you don't see them. Because they lie too much, they do too much iniquity, and the gods is laughing at them. Right? Because when it comes down that what is hidden right in front of your face and you can't even see it, when your eye open and you magnify the Elohim that make us in their image and likeness, you will not find these white people around. You will not find them around. Okay? You won't have any reason to miss them. You won't. But you know, it will be strange. They are going to go because they can't stand the truth of the very things that they have done. So, the Inquisition. Do you think, you probably don't think so, but answer the question, right? And to be real, did the Inquisition work for Caesar Augustus? And are they connected? They are sodomites alike. Okay? Think of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I mean, civilized people turn Christians. And they fall for everything these sodomites do by using the wealth of our world that Africa gives to them. Africa give over the wealth and the right for them to make up a phony world. Twist up education, twist up everything that is civilized, right? That's why now the tornado outbreak is for them. So Caesar Augustus was a sodomite, and he was in there ruling over the civilized people who can't help themselves. They fight a little bit, 4 years, but they lost. So we have a developmental problem. We don't use words the way we're supposed to. Otherwise, we wouldn't be going to church. I start reading, I know that church is folly, and I'm no longer a part of any church. I'm a part of the history that has certification, not a Bible that they're pissing and shitting and writing. Okay, that's what it is, my friend. All of their glory turns to shame when you go to the history and read it. Now, so everything you're reading in the Bible about Jesus and stuff like that, throw that shit away because it's not true. Okay? It's time to done away with this whole bunch of ignorance. All right. Was Caesar a European? Of course he was. So why we are revering a Bible with their writing? And they never, they don't come from a civilized species. We are from civilized species. Okay? They are not. We are from different species. Okay. So, was Caesar European or hybrid African? He sure wasn't hybrid African at all. Right? He's a faggot. Okay? European. He is hominid. He is Homo erectus. That's what it is. There is no one to argue down the civilized history. The Bible is not a history book. And that's what white people depend on for their authority over African hybrid people. When the truth comes out, there's no way, there's no gate, there's no way for them to go. Okay? Now, did the Catholic Church employed the Inquisition to do killing and force conversion to Christianity? banishment and confiscation of African properties. Yes. And I want you to be aware of that. Okay? And don't think that the world is running smoothly with these, you know, cock-up, you know, I mean, Yam Nile culture sodomites. You know, that all they have done so far is destroy the African civilized people from east to west. I tell you, all with this calendar stuff that they're talking, the moon calendar, you know, it's a lunatic calendar. It has nothing to do with the civilized world at all, you know. Nothing. And it's only because we have not been able to read and understand. You know, Jamaica has a government, right? And they're still under the Queen. Okay? And you think that the Queen been in England all along? No. Look, they were not there before 509 BC. These white folks, sodomites, it's since they begin to talk when they interbred with the African people. Coming along 100,000 years. I'm giving you the fact. You don't see them doing nothing, no democratic stuff prior to 509 BC. Let these fucking ass white people go back where they come from. Okay? They don't own anything. Wealth don't change your species. Money don't change the species of the hominid. Evolve into Homo erectus. They stop right there. They start interbreeding right there with the third development human being. And got the first change, and that where they shed their hate-like looks, a flat face, man of Kenya. That's where they shed that. But later on down the road, when they interbreed with us, with that hybrid blood, they start to talk and become like, as it were, as enlightened, almost like every one of us, saving for they don't have our genome, that the species that, you know, they don't have our computerized development. They do not. And it's the reason why they kill and do so much atrocities and laugh and feel good. Oh, yeah, you celebrate 4th of July and you see, right? They come here and they decide, they make up their mind long time what they were going to do when they get here. They map out their destiny, okay? And the amount of things that they have written, they will never live to do the things they do again. I mean, as long as we find out, and you will see more, you will appreciate more when you see these EF5 or EF4 and EF4 tornadoes, liquidating them, leaving nothing for them to strive on, but they have our wealth. Oh, we're going to rebuild. They're going to find out. No more rebuilding. Okay? You faggot white people, no more rebuilding on our turf. Okay? Because why do we allow them, you know, summertime over 2600 years? Why do we allow them to do all these things? All right. Now, I want to read something to you. The time that they are taking and spend to hold down everything we have with Africa keeping silent over there, they better go back where they come from, because I'm telling you, they're over. Their rule over, because it was all done for a purpose. Their purpose is done. They must find their way back home. There's no joke about that, because no way the gods is going to be pleased with their, we sitting here with them, with the moon calendar. Yeah? It's a lunatic lunar calendar. Yeah. That don't worth anything. It don't do anything to our lives. Okay? The calendar that they have is fucking shit. Okay? It's not a calendar. Since we accept, then they keep on doing it. No, but speak the truth. Speak it ever. Because that's what it will. He who do the wrong thing still, you know, will perish. So, let me read something to you about real history, Sumerian history, and about something that you probably find it difficult to understand because, you know, since we are all full of the Bible, before I read it here, let me just go through this because I may not have time to come back to this. Let me get this out of the way. This is the title of what I wanted to talk about on the show, right? So I always do some background thing to bring things to gel. All right. Elohim destroyed sodomy, AD and Adamany, occupation must not be rebuilt. Okay? So I'm saying you're seeing the destruction of the Elohim destroying these people. And those black people who are with them and getting destroyed, they are Christians. And the Elohim not interested in preserving his own creation to be faggots. So anytime you see destruction come, you know, it's not no God of the Bible I bring destruction upon nobody. Because look, there's no God in the Bible, you know, that you're praying to. I mean, I know we all pray from, you know, it's just that when it reaches a certain time in my adult life, I begin to think and say, well, you know, but if I'm praying to this God in the Bible from I was a child, and I'm saying the same thing. But Jesus said I'm not supposed to use vain repetition, and God is not deaf and stuff. So I stopped kneeling down and pray. It's a good thing I stopped, you know, I mean, black up my knees praying. It's a good thing, because now I come to find out, you know what? You pray in your heart and you pray to the gods. You don't pray to no spirit God, because we don't have a history of any God whatsoever that they have in the Bible. But these guys make that God to fool people. That, you know, when they say, God bless America and stuff like that, God bless the sodomites? The sodomite takeover? That's what they're talking about. They're talking about a God that begot Jesus a son. How did God begot Jesus a son? He had to fuck a man's ass and impregnate a man. Because they're not into women, you know, so much. You see, because the Eucharist, where the Pope is the vicar of Christ, honest fucking priest, Pope, can be working for the great gods that came here and do all these marvelous work. No, but they twist the Elohim God into being a monotheism God, and we behave like, you know, we have that underdeveloped syndrome. Because they are telling you about a sodomite God and a sodomite of a son named Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ don't want no woman around in his ministry. That is to let you know that, look, there is nothing true about for God so loved the world and God begot a son. Nothing don't go like that. And they talk about agape love, right? Agape love is man fucking ass. That's what that love is all about. All right? But we don't know these things because we are relegate and our brain is not really registering things when we read. Because how we read the Bible so long and don't know, no wise men did not follow any star. Why we don't know that? Why we don't see that no virgin have any child? Why we don't see that? Why we don't see that it is white people are the talking serpent? It was no real snake. It's them interbreed with us and hiding it. They don't want it to be known that they get every little civility from us. Read the history and you'll know. All right. So let me say this now. The Christianity agape is unconditional sodomy love. Not the Elohim love. Right? It's not the Elohim love at all. And I think back in the early late 80s, yes, I think it's somewhere about there. The church came out with this agape love. And I noticed, you hardly hear anybody talk about agape love, but because it was something that they were advertising in the church. This is good evidence for people out there who don't understand. That the church, Christianity, is sodomy, but you don't know. We're not going to find out until we begin to pay attention, because the conviction that believes into Adam and Eve in a garden, it won't turn us loose as long as we keep believing that. We must go get knowledge by reading. All right? So the Christianity agape love is unconditional sodomy love, you see. You don't know? I'm telling you. Only when you know the history, it will guide you from these Bible sodomite stuff that we believe, okay? All right. Let's go now. Tornado outbreak of December 10 to 11, 2021. Watch and see what is happening. If you look and see exactly what these tornadoes are doing, it's leaving a clear statement. The gods don't want these white people in our territory. Look at what they have done over the past 2 millennia, right, to the African and the territory. You don't mock the Elohim, because when they're going to come back and serve you what you deserve, you will not exist anymore, right? And that is what is happening. It is a process, but it is also written what is prescribed for them, right? And no, it's about time to jump out of their boat, okay? The tornado outbreak of December 10 through 11, 2021. Mayfield, Kentucky. The Reverend Joey Reed always talk about love in his last Sunday sermon before Christmas. This year, as he looked out on a congregation of about 100, his annual lesson took on new meaning. Let's see. What did he learn? Nine days before, an EF4 tornado had swept through Mayfield, destroying hundreds of homes, businesses, and Mayfield First United Methodist Church, which Reed has spent the last 4 years leading. That is gone. Now, his good Lord and Jesus Christ is so good, and yet still he gets a message that church is not what he think it is, right? And enough time was given for him to know better. And since he doesn't know better, all right, he's learning it this way. The community had been loved, put into action. Yes, the community had seen love put into action. Residents rescuing neighbors from rubble. From rubble, yeah. A nearby church opening its doors to the congregation, and thousands of dollars pouring into an online fund to help residents reestablish and rebuild. All right. They still blind and cannot see. Don't rebuild. All right. Stop rebuilding, because the Elohim said, look, it's time for you to go. Time for you to get out. All right? And those of you who want to follow the Sodomites, them, go with them. But look, the Elohim is saying, I don't want no more of it here. Right? If you didn't know, I'm telling you now. A rare late season tornado outbreak affected portion of the southern and mid-eastern United States from the evening of December 10 to the early morning of December 11, 2021. The event came to fruition as a throw progressed eastward across the United States, interacting with an unseasonably moist and unstable environment across the Mississippi Valley. Tornado activity began in northeastern Arkansas before progressing into Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, and Kentucky. The most prolific activity was caused by a long track supercell thunderstorm that produced a family of strong tornadoes. A family. Why so much force by the God of the Bible? It cannot be the God of the Bible doing this. It must be some other force that don't like what these Sodomites doing outside of Europe. If not, a single long track tornado across 4 states. Tornadoes first touched down in northeastern Arkansas and tracked through the Missouri Boothill, ripping through towns such as Leechville, Arkansas, and Haiti, and Cossarville, Missouri, after crossing the Mississippi River into portions of West Tennessee River, into portions of West Tennessee. The storm eventually tore through Western Kentucky, where the town of Mayfield suffered catastrophic damage. You got it right there, okay? Now, what I want to read to you a little about is the calendar of the civilized world that these white people don't care nothing about. Dear government of A.D. Anadamani, okay? I'm telling you, A.D. Anadamani is trash. It's not anything that you can use in real time. It's a bogus kind of time that you have here, A.D. Anadamani calendar. It's bogus. And civilization cannot be activated, okay? Because they want the world to be sodomite. You think I'm joking? I'm not. The history reflect that, okay? Now, I'm going to read civilization to you. You may not want to hear it, but that's what it is. When civilization came to earth,
my friend,
came by way of the gods. And the gods expand civilization from themselves to civilized human beings. It's not the uncivilized hominid or Homo erectus then. So like I tell you, they came into our culture and our settlements by interbreeding and start to talk. If they had remained remain with the Homo sapien Neanderthals interbreeding, nothing would have happened as far as I know. But you see, when they interbreed with the God's blood, no. Because these people are never going to stop from being fucking ass sodomites. Yeah, I'm now a culture. They're not going to stop from that now. Okay? So that's where the problem is. You think the gods can like something like this? What's going on here? No. Right? So we have enough opportunity to turn around. This is one of the most important thing that you'll ever read about what happened in the establishments of the Elohim God on planet Earth. Duranki. D-U-R full stop. A-N full stop. K-I. Duranki. Means, and you can Google the word too, because you will find it. You can find it. And a word that you can find is Nippur. N-I-P-P-U-R. These are not joke. These are actually, substance. Tangible things that you can find, the places. Okay? Not like the Bible, you can't find where Adam and Eve is, you see, or where the God is, and or the place where they said God make Adam and Eve. You can't find that geography at all. No, nothing of it. And they want you to stay content with it. You understand what I mean? Because they want to go around and keep on fucking ass. That's all they want. Okay? You think they care about anybody else? No. Read what they have done since they come out since 509 BC, the day of the coup, when they kicked the king out of palace, out of Rome. Right? That's where they started. They don't want to hear anything what civilized people have to talk about. They don't want to hear about no Elohim, because they are bitter. I see things that they have written, and they are bitter about the gods, even though that's where they get their little civility from, is because the God came here and created the Homo sapiens sapiens. The only civilized human being on planet Earth. All of what these people are doing is coming to naught. People who they, you know, deride and relegate, they're going to find out those people are counted. It doesn't matter what kind of a evil things they have done over the past time that they have been suffering under these sodomite white people. Because all the problems of the African people are it comes from these white people, what they have done, these interbreeding that they have done with our ancestors, and pass on to today a false normative of what civilized society is. Just a second.
You call here several times for John Pottinger. We told you he doesn't live here anymore. We told you John Pottinger doesn't live here anymore. Stop calling.
Okay, so now I am reading this to you so that those who are interested in this civilized information also, maybe if you have not been reading this kind of information, you can read it from a book that is titled When Time Began by Zachariah Sitchin. And this is like chapter 4, where I'm reading to you this special feature, this chapter right here in this book, one of the special things to learn, okay? And remember, it's history I'm reading, all right? So, Duranki means bond, heaven, earth. The whole thing about civilization and earth is for life to thrive, build life. These white people, it's not about building life, man. Okay? You see all their plane fall out of the skies? Right? A bunch of ignorance that they have that just kill people? Yeah. That's them. You see? That's what they do, and that they are the leader of the free world. I mean, why African people accept that these sodomite white people are leaders of the free world? And the reason why they decorate themselves and have the kind of stuff that they have is because they first do a coup to the king in Italy, in Rome, okay? And from that point on, tell that they have a hand into Europe, not into Europe, into Africa, because the government that ruled since the gods came to earth is kingship. And everywhere these people go and mix themselves and attack African people, they are under kingship government. It is the truth. So when they come with their fucking ASAD and a domini and democracy, it's not civilized stuff. So right here now, I'm going to read to you you know, just a bit of this. From the earliest days, man has lifted his eyes to the heavens for divine guidance, for inspiration, for help in troubled times. From the very beginning, even as earth was separated from heaven. And this is a strange statement, but if you read the history, the prehistory, you will understand exactly what it says when heaven was separate, when earth was separated from heaven. There is a fact about this, and it has to do with the asteroid belt. Okay? They won't tell you about that in the Bible. They hide and talk about God divide the waters from the waters, and you don't know what the shit they're talking about. Okay? When it was created, heaven and earth continued to meet everlastingly on the horizon. It was there as man gazed into the distance at sunrise or sunset that he could see the heavenly host. Heaven and earth met on the horizon, and the knowledge based on observing the skies and the celestial motions resulting therefrom is called astronomy. You see these white people talking about, you know, going up on the moon and go to Mars and stuff like that. Look, they're fucking ass. These A.D. Anadamani white people, why they fail to go back where they come from? Why they think now, oh, they must look on African people like they are nothing at all. Why it satisfies them to do that? And they are ahead, fucking ass. That's all they want to do. Come here and make law to married fucking ass, stinking people them, and have them all on us. And the World History textbook says they are not belonging to our culture. But they don't care. These fucking ass white people just don't care. But look, F5 tornadoes really show you what the gods mean. Okay? The Duranki. It's all connected to our calendar that rule kingship. These sodomites. They're not interested in that. They're interested in the moon calendar. Moon calendar is for them and their dumbass up in Europe. Because there's nobody a dumb apes than them, because they come directly from apes in the world. It's a textbook. Okay? And it's interbreed that take them where they are, and they are talking to the civilized people like they are nobodies. Now, my friends, read you a little bit more, and then I'll have to run. And so, we're talking about astronomy. Everything here they're talking about, you know, is something they got from the civilized life that the gods create through people, we people. It's not them. They're not even in the World History textbook as a civilized people at all, because they're still not civilized. If they must go out, is the only species that we know, both group or the central species, they are the only ones that go out and interbreed up with other people to start talking. Is a serious thing. And they don't know how dangerous it's proven, because they are the one who do the atrocities and make it seem like it's a normative thing. And they do it every day. Man, okay, he says, from the earliest day, from the earliest days, man knew that his creators had come from the heavens. Talking about civilized people, not these white people who are pretending to be civilized. But if you know where they come from and why they are talking, then you will understand what this means. Anunnaki, he called them. Literally, those who from heaven to earth came. True abode was in the heavens. Man always knew, Father who art in heaven, man knew to say. But those of the Anunnaki who had come and stayed on earth, man also knew could be worshipped man and is gods, not God, not monotheism, God, man and is gods, the Elohim that make them in image and likeness, met in the temples, and the knowledge and rituals and ritual, knowledge and ritual, and beliefs that resulted are called religion. That's the way of life. The most important cult center, the navel of the earth, was Enlil's city, one of Anu's son, commander on earth of the Anunnakis. It is his city, Enlil's city, in what was late summer, the Sumerian. Central religiously, philosophically, and actually, that city, Nippur, was the mission control center. In Nippur, Nippur is a place, Google it, N-I-P-P-U-R, Google it, and it will take you to exactly the place that I am reading about. So I'm not reading myth. I'm not reading Bible. So it says mission control. That means that when they were here, they have a place where they did not allow humans to go and see what was in there. It was the mission control, and its holy of holies were the tablets. Where the tablets of destinies were kept was called Duranki. That place, you see why I'm reading it to you. The Duranki was the mission control center where they did not allow human being to go in there. It is called Holy of Holies. I imagine like the priests and king priests may go in there, but this was a private place that they don't allow, people to go in there. And the tablets and destinies were kept, was called Duranki, Bond Heaven Earth. That's the communication between the here and the planets, and the Nibiru planet that we call heaven. And earth was bond because earth came off that planet, right? In the crossing where we have the asteroid belt today. Okay? There was a time when this water was connected to that water on that planet, and there was a celestial collision. And they're not going to tell you that in the Bible, these faggots. Fucking ass people. My friends, thank you. And may you be blessed. I am telling you the truth. You just be concerned about whether there be fact in what I say. I'm calling these words because these people are sodomites and they're fuck ass. Fuck is not a bad word. Okay? When I tell you they are fucking idiots and they fuck ass and they want to spread it to the African people. Okay? And it's not going to happen. You take care. See you in the next edition.